Hello everyone, my name is May Bailon and I am the founder of Jade Milk Studios, an interior design studio based in the Bay Area in California. I'm here recording my first podcast, and today's episode specifically, I wanted to just discuss an interior design trend that we are expected to see a lot more of post-pandemic. Obviously, with the pandemic and everything happening within this past year, a lot of changes are going to have to be made in so many different industries, and that includes interior design as well. When speaking about trends and what we'll be seeing more of and what changes we'll be seeing, something that I found pretty prevalent in the research that I did was the increase in biophilic design. Biophilic design is the approach to architecture that seeks to connect building occupants more closely to nature. Basically, it has to do with using architecture, you know, and interior design as a means of connecting us to nature. And this is something that we've already seen a surge in with the popularity of sustainable design. But even more so, I think post-pandemic, we're going to see even more of an increase of this sort of design. Because as humans, there is this innate connection to nature. And I think particularly with most of us, you know, spending most of our time at home or indoors, we're seeing the importance of that and the impact of biophilic design in our everyday lives. I can't even tell you how many people I've seen on like Instagram, for instance, who have all of a sudden gotten into plants, like indoor plants, like collecting indoor plants. You know, that is actually like probably the simplest form of biophilic design, because spending all of our time indoors, we notice like the little joys that indoor plants bring us. You know, not only that, but it does also improve air quality, and it does clean and purify the air. So I mean, it has its benefits, but you know, from a design standpoint, I think that there is that desire for nature and nature, you know, elements, and incorporating that into our homes, into our workspaces. And so, I mean, I definitely think that that's a trend that we'll be seeing, just that whole connection to nature and finding ways for us to be connected to nature, or ways to bring the outdoors in. I think we'll see a trend of large windows, you know, in buildings, and indoor greenery, as I said, whether that be with indoor plants or, you know, plant walls, vertical gardens, those types of things, I definitely think. And it goes even further from just plants and greenery, but, you know, even natural materials, patterns, you know, seen in nature, just any sort of element that you would find in nature, a lot of people are wanting to incorporate that into their homes, into their workspaces, just to have that sort of connectedness to the natural world. You know, as technology advances and as cities begin to urbanize more and more, I think that there's definitely that disconnect between us humans and nature. And so there's definitely going to be that yearning for nature. And I mean, even considering the fact that we spend a majority of our times in buildings, I think that's something that we definitely have taken taken notice of and taken into account since the pandemic and being in quarantine. And so, I think it's been more of a priority for people to have just a sense of calm and a sense of peace, within their environment. And what better way to do that than with biophilic design and bringing in those natural elements? So, I mean, people are already doing that without even knowing what biophilic design is. But that's sort of the power of it, It's this very visceral connection that we have to nature, and this longing to find ways to incorporate those elements in our everyday lives through design.